Often, games use the number of frames processed per second as a rough performance measure. We show how to calculate this number now. So first, let's look at the formula on the right-hand side of the slide, where we have frames per second equals frame count divided by 1. Since we are computing the number of frames processed over a period of 1 second, the equation simplifies to just frame count, since dividing by 1 doesn't change the numerator. The basic idea to do this computation is to keep a frame counter variable that keeps track of how many frames have been processed. We increase the frame count every cycle of the message loop, since that is what we mean by a frame. Then we keep track of how much time has passed. We wait until 1 second has passed. Then our frames per second is just the current value of the frame counter variable after 1 second has passed. Then we reset the counter and time tracker and do the same thing until another second has passed, and so on. Note in the function shown that it is designed to be called once per message loop cycle. The first thing we do is declare some static variables. We make them static because we need their value to persist across function calls. That is, we clearly can't have the frame counter reset after every function. The next thing we do is increment the frame counter. As stated, this function is designed to be called once per frame, so the fact that the function was called implies a new frame. Next, we add delta time to a variable that maintains how much time has passed. Here, delta time is just the amount of time that has elapsed since the previous frame. So we are accumulating these delta times every frame. Next, we check if an entire second has passed. If so, then we go ahead and update the frames per second, which is just given by the frame count variable. One thing to observe is that we are displaying the frames per second in the caption of the window. We can alter the text in the window caption using the setWindowText function. Also note that once we have updated the frames per second display, we reset the frame counter and time elapsed variables to prepare for the next time we compute the frames per second.